One of the biggest questions surrounding the tax and spending bill that President Trump signed last week is what will happen to rural hospitals.
Louisiana Democrats say cuts to Medicaid will result in the closure of 33 rural hospitals. But Mark Ballard, who covered the hearings on Capitol Hill for The Advocate, told Jim Inkster on Talk Louisiana that those cuts aren't scheduled to take effect for another few years.
The hospitals, the Louisiana providers are pretty sure that they can have that changed before it happens.
In a news conference, I brought that up to Executive Director Darius Lanis. Here's his response.
We haven't gotten even that far into that, but what I will tell you is this. Right now, Louisiana on its face is at liberty, or right now we are possibly going to lose $3 billion.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The tax and spending bill means more funding for coastal restoration because it lifts a cap that was in place on revenues that go to Gulf states for offshore oil and gas production. Neil McMillan from the Louisiana Department of Energy and Natural Resources on how the additional dollars can be spent.
Building up our levees, raising up levees so that they can handle a bigger storm, making us more resilient. But also, these can apply to our marsh creation, different types of restoration projects as well.
Lamar Brown, ESPN's number one high school football recruit, commits to LSU.
Hard choice, but I decided to do it. With that being said, for the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committing to Louisiana State University.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.